Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, and yes, so very loved people. Claim it, guys. Okay, we got some information today. Goodness, you can tell that the next webinar is this week. It's Wednesday. Make sure you go to IMD Wallace and sign up for it, because it's the first time I'm going to channel personally that I can remember. What's scrambling everybody's signal? Okay, because we know that we are the electrical signal that we send out to the universe, and that's what gets returned to us. So if you're not sending out the correct signal or a mixed signal, that you're going to get back what you're sending out. So they wanted me to talk to you about chakras. Now, we all sort of kind of know what chakras are, but basically all you have to know is that they're energy centers, okay? And there you have chakras above your body, you have chakras below, and you have your major seven within your physical body. Okay, they need to be open in order to carry out your direction. Now, I never had that really specific piece of information before. You all know that we direct our energy. And in order for that direction to be carried out, our chakras need to be open. They need to be open for us to be reborn into the new direction of what we want. They need to be open for us to accept any and all possibilities. They need to be open to let go of our old stories and replace them with the new ones that we want to create. They have to be open in order for you to send your signal out and have it received back. Basically, they're saying you can't radiate out. You're basically a demagnetized magnet if your chakras are not open. That's how important it is. That's why I ask you to direct your day, guys. Every morning, before you get out of bed, direct your day. My chakras are open. My heart is open. My hara line is straight, strong, and through the ID point. I am aligned with Source and love. And in this day today, my direction for my energy and my creation is. Okay. Again, you want a little more clarity on this, pick up the book, The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Shivel Shin. Very, very, very inexpensive on Amazon. $5, $8, I don't know. And my next question is, how many of you have written out the statement from Think and Grow Rich, for example? Okay, the channel keeps bringing you all these things that will create your chakras being open, will create clarity in the direction of your energy. They're giving us all the tools. But guys, you know, just like a rake and a hoe, your garden isn't going to grow if you don't tend it. So stop and ask yourself, how much am I taking action and following through, or am I just continuing to ask myself, why isn't it happening? Okay, the next thing under chakras being open, I didn't ever have this information before. We get switched, and like a train, you switch over to the wrong track. When your chakras are closed, we get switched. We know how to unswitch ourselves with the finger pop. But also, if you just open your chakras, that will also bring you back. And the final one is, closed chakras are why we keep, quote, missing our shot. Okay? We get close, or we get energy or manifestation that's somehow compromised. We get part of it, or, all right? When we close our chakras, and that we close our chakras usually out of protection, we shut down the energy flow. And remember, you have chakras above you, you have chakras below you, and your major seven. So we want all those chakras to be open to create the flow. Now, what's the most simple thing to remember about all this? What's the most simple solution to consistently keeping your chakras open? Go to the state of love. Go to the state of love. That's the easiest fix. So I'm going to give you a great, well, it's an exercise I've given you before, but with a new statement, and I've been playing around with it, and it's quite amazing the state it can take you into. You take a deep breath into the count of three or four, and as you exhale with a smile on your face, you say, I love me. Now, always helps to go to your love place first to create that state of love. Any of you that did the Focus, Fun, and Fruition program should automatically know instantly how to tap into your love space. Okay, so the webinar on Wednesday is how to create everything. And they're saying it depends on your signal. I mean, I will go over the whole formula on the webinar, but ultimately it works or it doesn't work depending on the signal you're sending out. You, your little child, you in all dimensions and all space, all the space in between has to be working together with all energy of you and the universe. So what we're going to be looking at on the webinar is, what's scrambling your signal? Is it all positive? Is it negative? Is it mixed? And I'm going to leave you with this to ponder. What's your attention on? In this last week, what has your attention been on? Okay, I can go to the calls. All right, we're going to start with Miss Mary in South Carolina and see how she's doing. Hi, baby.
Hi, baby. I got a little frog here, but other than that, I'm feeling ever so much better.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I needed that little conversation we had to remind myself that I needed to take care of myself, too.
Well, you bet. And, guys, anytime, you know, we experience trauma of any kind, which certainly the hurricane and the aftermath created for all of you back there, Mary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your body automatically goes into fight or flight. Now,
yeah.
With our work, we know we can control that, redirect it. You know, you still have to love yourself enough to give yourself time to adapt and rest, because your adrenals just go into, you know, I've got to save myself time.
Yeah, yeah. And I didn't realize I was still hanging on to it. And just all of a sudden it was there, and I knew it. I felt it. And then I turned it around, and it just felt, okay, I slept really well for the last couple of nights, and that's really
good.
What I needed.
Yeah.
So thank you, thank you.
You know, when you're tired, guys, when you're tired, it's really hard to be objective and bring yourself back. And also, Mary, what happened to you also, we know that when we're not living in the higher vibration, our brains dovetail into the lower brain waves. And then we get caught up by the general mind, right?
Yes.
Of hysteria and despair and victimness and all that stuff. So if we're not continually conscious of keeping our chakras open and staying in a higher vibration, then we literally, like the water back there,
yes.
we get swept up with everybody else's mindset.
Exactly.
And that,
I actually got a big hit on that later on that day that we talked recently. And it was, I felt as though the waters were swirling around my feet. And I just had to let go. And as soon as I did the work around it, I could feel it lifting. And that was exactly, I had gotten pulled right down into that.
Well, and another thing that you mentioned was all your friends, you know, and what could you do for them and worrying about them,
yeah.
you know. And I want to remind everybody that the channel says worry is the biggest sin
do
against anybody. If you want to help them energetically, sit and take them love and balance. And then if there's a physical thing you can do, do it, but not ever at your own expense.
Exactly.
Only when it gives you joy, okay?
Yeah.
We're not in the business of martyrdom here.
No.
Okay, well, good, Mary. You sound a lot more rest and balanced.
Yes, I am. And could I just mention one other thing real quickly? I have had the book... The Game of Life, you know, by Florence. Funny that she would have that name.
Rick.
Florence Scovelshin. And it's a marvelous little book. It's real small. I have another book that I have recently been told to read, and it's called Life is a Spiritual Game, a Handbook for Life. Very similar, but slightly different. And it's written by somebody named B.J. King. And the first two, the B and the J, are small letters. And it's quite worth reading.
Can you email me that information,
please?
Okay,
I sure can.
Great.
You'll love it.
Thank you, Mary. Okay. I'll post it on an e-blast after I read it.
After you read it, absolutely.
You know,
thank
I really
you, honey.
I try and research everything before I bring it out to everybody. So thank you, baby.
Thank you, honey. I love you.
Stay balanced. I love you too,
I will.
Darling.
I will.
Okay, we're going to Chris in Chattanooga. Hi, honey. What's up?
Hey, I knew I was going to be next.
You did, huh?
How you doing? It's great to be on the call. It's been a while since I've been on a call.
Yes, it has.
Things have been going amazingly awesome.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so I just wanted to say that.
Great.
So,
yes,
yeah.
We have to acknowledge it, guys. When it happens, you got to acknowledge it and celebrate.
Things have really been opening up at a rapid pace for us.
Good, Chris.
So,
and you realize you're the creation of that, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And the other thing, too, is, like, I don't allow myself to get pulled into the BS and allow myself to just go into the toilet, like I used to.
Yeah, good. And well, and that's what keeps the creation going, by the way. If we go in and out and back and forth, that's a real mixed signal, isn't it?
Yeah, there is. And, like a couple of weeks ago, I've been training for doing this paddleboard racing, and I entered my first race a couple of weeks ago and came in first place, so in my division.
That's
I wasn't
awesome.
Even expecting that.
Well, you must have been on some level, baby, because you created it. Maybe you just allowed the possibility to happen, which is a big one, guys. I'm working with my daughter on that right now, about finding this apartment and everything. So do you have a question, Chris, or are you just calling in with a good testimony?
No, I don't have a specific question, but if the channel has some information for me, I'd love to hear it.
All I hear is just keep doing what you're doing. You've got it down now, and just keep doing it. Just live it now. Hold on. Is there anything? There's nothing, but just you got it, and just keep living it now.
And so the other thing, too, that I wanted to bring up was Vicki and I we're going to start buying rental properties. And so we're going to move forward with our real estate business here with doing rental properties. And we just wanted to the channel have any information for us on that.
That the channel has something to put in. So hold on. Sheets, book, song, movie. We're going to a play. Well, that's funny because I just mentioned possibilities. You guys have to be open to all the possibilities of success.
All the
possibilities of success. And that goes for all of us, by the way. And I'm just going to use Gabrielle as an example. She's getting ready to start looking at apartments. And she said, oh, Mom, I'm never going to find anything I want. Because everybody says how expensive L.A. is, right? That's all we hear from
Well, if you focus on that. But
exactly. Exactly.
Stay focused
on
what
you want. Well, I'm just going to get online and start looking on Westside Rentals. My Lord, there's – I only spent an hour last night. I probably came up with 20 things to go look at, right, within the price range that she's looking at. So it's incredibly doable, but that's what we all do is we limit, my mom used to say to me, she didn't model it for me, but she used to say to me, Didi, let God say no. Don't you say no before God, before God has a chance to do it. So we would say, don't let the universe say no. Don't say no to the universe. Your job is just to joyfully go, this is what I want, and I know it's possible, and I'm sending out that signal, and the universe plays with me now. So just be vigilant about any thought processes that you have around this business, Chris, that might be limiting in any way. That's what you want to get on top of. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And that, again, that goes for all of us. So, in my wildest dreams, I don't know how I would star in a major studio film next year. But I know I want to. And I'm going to feel into the love and excitement about that and then allow the universe to start creating for me. And it was a big step for me creating this NCIS, because everything that I wanted came together in that experience.
Wow, that's really cool.
That's right. And now I want to do it in a major film. So, that's how it works. And as long as you don't allow yourself to limit it in any way, then the greater things can come in. Okay, Chris?
Yeah, okay. And that's, yeah, I mean, all that is like right on target. And, you know, the main thing I just wanted to put out there too is that the work, you know, it works.
It works if you do it. Yep.
If you do it.
If you sit and talk about it.
You follow the program and follow the recipe and just stay consistent. I think that's the most important thing, is stay consistent with it.
You bet, Chris. Because, and that's what I told you for over a year. You kept going in and out. And so you would start to create in the positive, and then you would drop out and start asking the negative questions and start sending that signal out. And then the universe has to pull back and start answering that again. Right? So you're right on. Consistency is important. Just live the dream, guys. Thank you, baby, for calling in. Great to hear
from
you.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
I'm gonna go to a movie and dinner with my honey after I work some. Sandy in Denver, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
It's windy. I'm walking. So if I need to pass, if it's too noisy,
no, you're fine. You're fine. What can I answer for you?
I tried to send you an email, but I don't think it ever went through. It had a video attachment. So it's back to the fun, focus, and fruition piece. I had the coolest thing happen this week. So I've been doing, you know, when I think of it, I do that, but I'm so excited. I call it the I'm so excited dance.
Yeah.
You do on the video. And okay, so I totally feel my vibration raise. I do feel a little silly, but it's so funny. I just like laugh at myself.
Yeah.
But I had this happen spontaneously this week. And I felt like I just got something really amazing. How I manifested something. It was just a tangible item that I needed. It was a key. But I kept saying it's lost for like 5 days. And the minute I said it's found, literally I got up, I was directed to my bedroom, to a suitcase, which there's no way I would have put this thing in a suitcase. And there it was. And with that, I got catapulted into that exact same feeling. I even got up and my body was like doing a little dance. It was so funny.
Yeah, you bet.
I'm so excited because I feel like that now it's coming in. It's becoming my way of being, not that I'm having to conjure it up, if you will. And not that that's still not important to practice it, but it was such a, it was just such a sweet moment.
Well, yes, and the point is, you see, you got it. You were sending out, again, the signal, it's lost. So that's a direction to your energy and to the universe. It has to stay lost. That's why I keep saying to you guys, state what you want, claim what you want, feel into that. And then the universe and you can open up to what the answers are, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so, it literally happened. It wasn't even a day or two. It was like, it was so cool.
And then when you get that feedback of creation, that builds up your knowing, builds up your power, and you want to, you know, live in the formula then, like Chris was talking about. It's awesome to hear you guys calling in and really getting it, you know, getting it to the point where your life is showing up around it now.
It's magical.
It is.
It's
and
magical.
I'm celebrating for you, baby. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. All right. Much love.
You too. That's awesome. Maria? Whoops, hold on. I got to get you on here. Well, that's interesting. Okay. I think now you're here. Maria?
Yes.
Hi, sweetheart. What's going on?
I called a couple weeks and told you that my mom had passed away, and I wanted to thank you so much for the message from her. I really appreciate that. I'm trying to formulate my question and figure out. I'm eating again because I wasn't eating, so that's a plus.
You bet.
I'm still still trying to figure out how to deal with rising emotions with family and anger and OCD and power trips and control and move forward with housing and everything. So,
yeah, Maria, and I'm going to say this with a lot of tough love, okay? We say that all that stuff is natural. It's not. And it's a victimless place that we have been taught to go to. So if you really love yourself, you don't allow people who are angry and negative into your space. If you have to deal with them in love in the most succinct way you can.
Mm-hmm.
But don't encourage yourself to think you have to give up yourself in order to deal or take care of them. The other thing the channel is saying is you keep listing all this stuff in your mind and going, how can I deal with all this, instead of making a list and separating it, which is a way to organize your thoughts and what you need to do, and take each thing one by one and go, okay, what can I do about this right now? And if the answer is nothing, you choose to be at peace with that and move on to the next thing on your list. What's the one thing, action, I can do about this? And it may be just sending people love. It may be just sending yourself love. But to sit there and list all the things that are overwhelming you, you're saying to the universe, okay, I'm choosing to be overwhelmed. Do you understand?
Yeah, everything changed once you crossed over. It seems just the whole energy and the whole interactions. You had said that she left for my freedom, and my freedom did come. I started stepping up for myself and speaking
exactly.
My mind. And some things started kind of creeping back in, but...
Well, okay, then you know you don't want them to creep back in. What do you want?
Right.
You want to be in your power. You want to be in your clarity. I am my own power. I am clear about everything that needs to be done and how to handle it. I am open to the whole universe coming in and partnering with me in love to get all this, you know, in order and get all this done. I mean, I understand, Maria, some of the colors I saw in my family when my mother passed floored me. Floored me around how they handled everything.
Yeah, I'm trying to think peaceful and but yet keep moving forward and
Exactly. You're the power of you, and that's what you've got to hold on to, okay? No victims.
Is there any? Yeah, that's been my lesson in this life. Absolutely.
Well, you're moving through it.
Yes.
And part of your mother's gift to you is showing you that you have the ability to move through it. She doesn't want you to be a victim. Guys, nobody on the other side wants us to be a victim. It's wasted energy. Wasted. We're here to learn that we are the powerful creators of ourselves, period.
Is there something I should be looking into regarding my health?
The biggest thing, Maria, is start saying I'm healthy. And I'm happy. And I'm powerful. It's the victimness that's creating the dis-ease. And that's the highest thing I'm getting.
Okay.
So, you see, when you go into this victimness, honey, your chakra's closed. And we spent the whole first of the show on why it was so important to keep our chakras open. Okay? Thank you. Thank you, darling.
Does my mom know we're thankful for the hummingbirds?
I'm sorry, what?
Does my mom know that we're really grateful for the hummingbirds that she's been having
Absolutely.
Around us?
Absolutely. Absolutely. She is part of the hummingbird. So, just know that. And what do hummingbirds model for us? Total joy and freedom and going from flower to flower to flower to flower to nurture themselves. So, there you go. Perfect analogy. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I have hummingbirds all over my backyard, and oh, my God, do I love them. Iris in Philadelphia, you're on.
Hi, perfect timing.
Hi.
Wow, the tears are already flowing from Maria's call.
Well, good. It's nice that we touch each other and awaken each other. That's what the show's about. What can we do for you, baby?
Man, I just got rocked this week. I think I can make it into 3 points. One, I really took a hit at work 2 nights ago.
Because?
You know, I made a mistake on an allergy for a guest, which is very unlike me for, like, the food order. You know, we have to make sure we don't give people who have allergies something to eat that has what they're. So, and at the time, it was, like, a really big deal. It was really kind of,
everybody goes into a lot of drama about those things.
Yeah. Yeah, so there was that. And I guess the other thing is, you know, the insomnia. Sometimes I get these bouts of insomnia, and I think it's related to my sister, my mother, and the birthdays.
Okay, and what's the third thing?
Is. The third thing is the festival, just the fringe festivals going on. And
well, what about it? Why is that taking
away? I think I'm not in the festival this year, and I'm not able to see a lot of shows, and because I'm working, and it, which should be fine, and that rationally I'm like, those are the choices I made, but for very, like, practical reasons, but it seems to be plugging me into this whole thing about, like, I don't know, isolation and being excluded and all of that old stuff.
Okay, yeah. All right, so they told me before you went into number three to go to the core beliefs. And what all these things represent is I can never be the God of me.
Mm.
Okay, I can never be in my own power. I'm not in my own control of what I want to create. It's not about your mother or your sisters or the festival or the food. It's that you drop out from your own creation. Now that we have that, let's find out where it is that you're dropping out of. That's not the right question. They're saying, why is it that you will not allow yourself to know that you already are the God of you? That's the right question, Sheets. But give me a song, please. Any song. Okay. What are you waiting for? Iris, what are you waiting for? The saints are already here, dude. You're in the middle of the parade. You're already marching. It's your time. Right now, this is when you need to seize the power of you.
Okay.
And hold on. I'm going to your mother when you were a very little girl. So what did your mother model to you about her power?
That she didn't take it. She didn't have it. She didn't choose it.
Yeah.
She didn't do
okay.
That.
So every time you step forward to do that, your little girl goes, no, 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 that's not the way it is. That's not how mommy was. That's, no, no, you shouldn't do that. Bad things happen when you do that because mommy didn't do that. And so we become the people that we fight. It's not them, it's us and our little child that's not in agreement with what our adult self wants to do. So
yeah.
You got to start working with her and going, I am my power, I am my decision. You know, whether I made one mistake at work, you know, I mean, the way we learn, guys, is by trial and error and mistakes. But if you beat yourself up, then you don't learn. You become more of a victim, which drops you out of becoming the God you are, being the God you are, which closes down your chakras, and then you end up in a state like this.
Yes, that makes perfect sense. I wonder, too, if there's a little piece of it, is that when she finally started stepping into her power, then she chose to leave the planet. You know?
Well, yes, and that's literally a core belief on the – well, there's a lot of core beliefs they're saying that go kind of around that when I one of them that comes to mind is when I am the I am, I'm not safe.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
I mean, Joan of Arc rides into her power and she gets burned. You know,
yeah.
Christ gets crucified. We've gotten these messages all our life and they're not true. So when I step into my power, I soar and the whole universe celebrates for me. Right? And I'm happy and I'm safe in this world when I'm powerful. And believe me, like when we talk to Chris and Sandy, you can hear the joyful power in their voices now that they've stepped into being the God of themselves. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. You okay?
Yes.
Good. You can
great.
Do this.
Working
start
through it. Moving through.
Well, and start claiming those things that I just gave you.
Okay.
Claim them in order to bring them into your beingness, guys. Thank you. All right. We're going to go to Ann in California. Hi, honey. You're on. You're not on. Hold on. Hi.
Here I
am.
Hi. Thank you.
Good.
I'm good. I just want to say there's a caller a couple weeks ago who, from New York, parents kind of just stopped raising her around 13 or 14 years old.
Uh-huh.
And the claim was, I support myself. And that was
yep.
a big, I had the same thing happen to me, and that was a big one that I
good.
Use every day. I use that every day now, so.
Good, because we.
Just for, if she's listening, too, that was wonderful for her.
Yep, and that's how we help heal each other and raise each other up, and I love it about this community. I love
yeah.
it, love it. I love you all for that.
Yeah.
Okay, and what else can we do for you?
For me, it was my birthday yesterday.
Well, happy birthday, beautiful.
Thank you. Another September, many are thousands of us in September. And my question is, when I set a goal with a timeline, like if I have a trip coming up or some event I want to complete by this time, it's usually the opposite happens. Physically, like let's say I want to lose 5 pounds before I go on vacation. And I gained 5 pounds.
Yeah. Okay. I have your answer for you.
Right.
It's twofold. One, you're daring yourself not to do it. It's like, yeah, I'm going to do this, but I don't think it's really possible. So I'm going to dare myself to do it. And what does that do? It makes you focus on what you don't want. See,
for sure.
This is the trick, guys. most of us don't still quite get that when we claim what we want, we keep focused on what we don't want.
Yeah.
So I'm going to lose 5 pounds keeps me focused on the weight that I have. So it makes perfect scientific sense then, because whatever your attention is on,
it grows.
You're going to create more of.
Mm-hmm.
So you're literally sending out the signal of more weight or too much weight. Do you understand?
Right. So, but I also claim, instead of, I have claimed the positive, but why are my actions, I pick a size. Like, I want to be, instead of a number, I want to be a size 6.
Well, but that isn't being a size 6. That's wanting to be a size 6.
All right.
So, also, now they're saying, I am a size 6 would be the claim.
Uh-huh.
But when you claim that, there's not a lot of joy and possibility around it. And so that takes us back into, I'm daring me to see if I can do this. Again, guys, there's a lot of people on the call that are going, OMG, that's what I do. Right? Do you
I don't see the step I'm not doing. I don't.
The step you're doing is not feeling awesome.
No. Uh-huh.
Not feeling awesome about who you are right now, the size you are right now, and the love and excitement around size 6. Instead, it's, okay, I'm going to get to a size 6, but subconsciously what comes in right away is, I don't know how I'm going to do it, and, you know, when I do this, things always happen opposite. There's a belief for you. If you have that belief, if you have that belief in, everything's got to happen opposite to what you're saying you want. You got it?
So what do I say to flip it?
First of all, you feel it. You feel the love. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm a size 6. And that one exercise that I think Sandy shared with us, you know, where you jump up and down. I'm so excited. I'm a size 6. I'm so excited.
Uh-huh.
I'm a size 6. Right? Instead of, okay, I'm going to get to a size 6. I want to be a size 6. You can hear in my voice.
Right.
The difference.
I got that. Right.
Okay, good. You got it now.
So what is from my mother about not getting excited? There's something.
Well, we were all taught that. Don't get too excited because the world disappoints you.
Oh.
Which is what you're saying, that you get the opposite of what you say you want. Don't you get too, you know, they came from a world, guys, of wars and recessions.
Yeah.
And no money.
Depression.
And the depression. Yeah. Well, just take that one word. I lived through the depression. Right? We've got to rewrite that.
Mm.
We've got to rewrite that. And that's why I was, you know, helping Mary there through all this. Stay balanced. Because if you get sucked into the victimness of the general mind, you go under. And what you're dealing with is the general mind of your mother.
Mm.
Okay? So you've got to be the God of you and go, no, we're going this way, little Ann.
Mm.
Okay? All right,
when
sweetheart. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You bet. And we're going to Katie in New York. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What can we do for you?
Okay, so I am wanting to attract the man.
I am attracting
the man I want to have kids with, be in love with, and he's going to be in love with me. I've been meeting people which is a good thing because I wasn't meeting people before, but I'm not attracted to them. And it's been like horrible little dates. So
give
I'm like,
song,
okay, I'm meeting.
Give me a song, Katie. Give me a song.
I'll always love you.
Okay. You don't believe, and this goes back to something that was modeled to you, you don't believe that it's possible for someone to love you forever. And yet that's what you're asking for. So what was modeled to you when you were a child or told to you?
I don't know. My father was on drugs and wasn't around after a while.
Okay. Well, there's some good modeling to start out with right now. So what your little girl learned was husbands screw up and they're never there for us or our kids. So as you go out looking for this husband, wanting to attract this husband, part of the signal that you're sending out is, but guys leave and they're screw ups and they don't take care of people and, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's kind of a mixed message to the universe, don't you think? I want a guy
yeah.
to love me forever and have kids with me, but guys leave and they're screw-ups and they leave us. And the universe
okay.
is going, I don't know how to bring you those two things that are opposite.
Right.
Okay.
So
you start working with your little girl.
And
you
like,
tell her, you know, we're not, I understand and I love you. I get why you adopted this belief system. But
mm-hmm.
we saw that in our childhood so that we knew what we didn't want. So we could choose now what we want. And you've got to come along with me and know that there are good men out there, men who will respect us and themselves, by the way, men who will
okay.
honor us and themselves.
Okay. Okay.
Beautiful
I haven't
men
did,
to,
I get
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
haven't
I
did that.
I know. Because you
I haven't even
conscious.
Thought about it.
You aren't conscious of what's running us. Again, guys, if you're hitting a wall, go ask your little child. You know,
okay.
when I had that mortgage thing happen to me, and I literally had a panic attack when they told me my mortgage was going to triple. And
wow.
when I got objective and calmed down, what it was all about was that I had to go to the front door when all the bill collectors came. And this big scary man would say to me, if you better tell your mom and dad to pay the rent or you're not going to have a home to live in. And when I got that message from my mortgage broker, my little girl totally took over my adult self with fear.
Okay.
Okay. You guys have to work with your kids and get them on board with you. All right, darling. You can do
Thank
this.
You.
You
yes,
bet.
Thank you, Dee. Thanks.
And by the way, she also can see progress in the fact that she's starting to meet people, which she hasn't been able to do before. Ann in Georgia. Hi, sweet thing. You're on. Miss Ann, are you there?
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear the name. I just heard Georgia, and I thought, well, that's my state.
And it's you. What's
yeah,
that?
And my question happens to be about a state of being. You know, this morning I woke up after a wonderful dream in which I was flying and full of joy. And the question came up, what if I am joy out of which all creation emanates? A state, and that what if what I am creating or here to create is a state of being versus a thing or a form? And I just wanted your feedback on that because it feels very real to me. And
well,
there's excitement about
now,
it.
Ann, you learned this in Creation Station.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so you know the answer. Of
I
course,
knew the answer, yeah.
Everything is created from the state of your being, guys.
Yeah, and I just felt kind of called to share that for everybody.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, I'd take that dream any day.
It was flying through the air and connecting, and it was just the most wonderful thing. And I also had a wonderful thing happen where I started getting into excitement again last week, and I almost went for a scam because it was so exciting. I was going to invest my Roth IRA, and it was going to be easy and flowing, and I used all the work for all the wrong reasons. And Rudy said, he'd leave me if I did that, and I even used it to justify standing up in my power, etc. And when I came through the other side, I saw where I almost threw all my freedom away, but it was the avenue to choosing to turn over the Roth IRA and just let his stockbroker take it, and feeling very good about paying him. And so it was a huge win on a really good feeling level out of something that started out looking very negative. So I'm feeling really blessed. And another
you see, guys, I want to use this to teach something here, Anne, because you can be the God of you. You are the God of you, whether you make the right decision or not. The God of you can go negative. The God of you can go positive. And now we're going to another core belief. Hold on. This page here. Yeah. And this is for everybody to claim right now. Anybody that ever hears this show at any time or anywhere. I'm supposed to be here. And I belong being the positive God of me. Everybody, I'm supposed to be here, and I belong being the positive God of me. That's come up, that core belief, I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong, has come up so many times in the private sessions lately, which is one of the beauty of the private sessions for me, is that I can see a trend after I do so many of a belief that's coming up for the general one mind that is up to be reprogrammed and redirected. So I am supposed to be here, and I belong being the positive God of me. And so it is. Thank you for that one, Anne.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that dream too, baby. Let's all get up and fly with Anne.
Thank you. It was wonderful. And I connected with the speaker, and I just felt worthy of it all. It was wonderful. And the other thing, I have a couple privates with you that I've never taken because I have, there's a part of me that has a problem with the Baptist preacher. So I don't know what to do around that.
Well, I would look at why you have a problem with somebody getting passionate. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm hearing criticism.
Yeah, that stops, isn't it? So why is it dangerous, that's the highest word, and to become too passionate about something? Because it ties back into your story about the investment thing. If I get too passionate about something, I might make the wrong decision. Now, they're taking me to your mom, so somehow it's connected with your mom. But when I am truly passionate and my heart is directing me what to do, see, when I say your heart was directing you about the scam, I get a no.
No, there was an excitement about it, but it wasn't.
But it was ego.
It was seeking the easy way out.
Yeah, and that's the ego. Well, there's nothing wrong with wanting our lives to be easy, guys. And we have to be informed on this plane, as we know, because we're in a physical thing. But whenever I get that message, that true message from my heart, and move into the passion and the excitement around it, I am always led in love to the highest decision. Okay?
Okay.
So If you want to partake in our private sin, you just let me know.
I will. That's something I've been working with for years now, Dee, ever since the house fire, because I was supposed to have one the night the house burned down. I was supposed to have one the next day, and then I bought another one since then, and I go in and out. So when I'm ready, I'll let you know.
Okay, see, and that's, did you hear her words? I go
in and out. I just heard it myself out of my very own mouth.
Good. And that's what you used to describe to me all the time. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. And we got to a really big core belief for you in Creation Station around that. And a lot of stuff has shifted for you. So we don't want to go in and out. We want to remain steady and tell our minds to remain steady, which directs our brain to stay steady and focused only on what we want. And so it is. Boy, Ann, thanks. That was a whole training session there. Thank you,
I got
darling.
A whole seminar, webinar right there, didn't I?
and all of us did. So thank you.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh. What a show, you guys. Okay. Oh, my. So time's up. I know we feel like we could spend the whole day together when we start in on all this stuff. So say it together with me. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because, darn it, I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.